Lauren, there's a lot of ground to cover. What if we start at birth and move to, I don't know, outer space?
Sounds good by me.
This year, some new moms in Texas started putting their babies in cardboard boxes.
It sounds a little bit like a joke, but these baby boxes are really a thing. It's part of a larger initiative to lower the infant mortality rate. A little bit of background here. In 2015, more than 3,500 babies died unexpectedly. And one of the most common ways that this happens is by accidental suffocation, being smothered by sleeping too close to parents or pillows or soft toys or blankets. So the idea behind the boxes is to remove all those objects and actually promote safe sleep cheaply for all moms. So I met with one mom in Dallas, her name is Taylor Freed, to check out this cardboard box that she puts her baby Penelope in. Here she is.
It came with some wipes, some breastfeeding stuff, some diapers. It came with a little onesie too. On the front of it, it reminds you, and you know, always have them on their backs so it's safe.
So far, more than a million baby boxes have been distributed all across the world. And there's one company that's headed by a Texan that wants to hand out 400,000 boxes this year in Texas, mostly through hospitals.
Speaking of hospitals and kids, it reminds me of Hurricane Harvey right after it hit Texas. And all those people moved up here from Beaumont and Port Arthur and Houston to Dallas, to the shelters here. There was a major scramble to treat kids.
Yeah, and they needed to do it without causing more trauma. These are kids who often had to abandon their homes for a shelter, and then if they got sick, they're going to have to abandon the shelters for the ER, which is what happened during Hurricane Katrina. This year, though, for the first time, nurses and doctors at Children's here in Dallas kept kids in the shelters with telemedicine.
So how does that work?
The nurses set up these sort of virtual visit rooms in the downtown Dallas mega shelter. They created a little bit of privacy with a blue tarp and got an internet connection, hauled in a rolling cart with a big screen and digital medical instruments. Nurse Laura Link explained.
Our children's emergency room specialist can listen to that child through the special stethoscope. He can see them over video. He can talk to them. He can get history from mom. And then he can collaborate with that doctor and say, hey, instead of putting him in an ambulance, let's try and see if we can stabilize that child enough without taking them out of what has become their temporary home.
Well, that's pretty cool. But let's talk about my favorite breakthrough story of 2017.
It's a story that's more about the future than the past.
Exactly. How to keep astronauts from going blind.
Sort of, or at least prevent their vision from getting all blurry. So for years, a North Texas doctor has been trying to find out what causes astronauts' vision to change.
Oh, while they're up there.
Yeah, exactly. And it's a serious problem. An astronaut I spoke with, Michael Barrett, talked about how back in 2009, flying above Earth, he was struggling to read checklists.
And I spent a lot of time on the Russian segment as well. So, you know, when you're reading in Russian in small print in a dark place and your visual acuity starts to tank, I mean, you notice it.
The theory that Barrett, who's also a physician, wanted to test goes like this. Microgravity raises pressure in the head and reshapes the eyeballs.
That's cool in a way, but it's also kind of gross.
Oh, come on. It's pretty cool. To test that theory, another doctor, Dr. Benjamin Levine at UT Southwestern, measured pressure inside people's brains while they were in zero gravity.
So, like in a spaceship?
Not quite, in a plane that was doing massive nosedives. And it turns out the brain pressure is not that much higher than it is when you or I are just standing up, but it is a little bit higher. Here's how Levine explained it in the story.
So we now think that perhaps this mild but persistent pressure may be the thing that's stimulating remodeling behind the eye and causing the visual impairment.
See, unlike us Earthlings, astronauts never get to rest their brains in lower pressure. When they're standing up, the fluid won't go to their feet. So researchers like Levine are now trying to find a way to give these astronauts' brains a rest.
We've been working with Under Armour, the garment company, to come up with a soft, almost like a sleeping sack or a pair of trousers that you can put on at night, hook up to a vacuum cleaner, suck the blood and the fluid into the feet, and unload the heart and the brain while you're sleeping.
Okay, so let me get this straight. A sleeping sack hooked up to a vacuum cleaner that sucks all your blood to your feet, that is a breakthrough.
Maybe we should get one for the office.
Hey, this year in breakthroughs. Thanks, Lauren.
You bet.